The USS Mustin's defiant sail through the Taiwan Strait in 2020 wasn't just a naval exercise, it was a technological statement. Bristling with advanced microelectronics, this destroyer embodied America's evolution from nuclear deterrence to chip-driven military dominance. China's response with live-fire exercises highlighted what has become the new geopolitical battleground, semiconductor technology. When the U.S. choked off Huawei's chip supply that same month, it wasn't merely regulatory action, it was a digital stranglehold threatening China's global tech ambitions. This showdown reflects a fundamental truth of our era. Whoever controls chip technology controls the future. Think about it. From the phone in your pocket to the missile defense systems protecting nations, these tiny silicon wafers have become as crucial to national power as steel was in World War II or nuclear weapons during the Cold War. What makes this struggle so fascinating is how something so small, often invisible to the naked eye, now shapes global power more than traditional military might. Ever wonder why tech executives and defense officials alike obsess over semiconductor supply chains? It's because these innocuous-looking microchips represent the ultimate leverage in 21st-century competition. As countries scramble to secure their silicon supply chains, we're witnessing the dawn of a new kind of warfare, one fought with factories and patents rather than tanks and bombs. World War II catalyzed a technological revolution beyond traditional warfare. In Japan, visionaries like Akio Morita recognized the need for computational power that would surpass vacuum tubes' capabilities. William Shockley's quest for a better semiconductor switch led to a breakthrough when his colleagues Bratton and Bardeen created a device using gold filaments on germanium to control current. This invention of the transistor became the foundation for all modern electronics. The evolution to integrated circuits solved scaling challenges by placing multiple transistors on a single semiconductor. Jack Kilby at Texas Instruments demonstrated this with a germanium prototype, while Robert Noyce at Fairchild Semiconductor developed a more practical silicon-based approach using metal deposition, establishing the groundwork for Silicon Valley. Manufacturing advanced from artisanal methods to precision production through Jay Lathrop's photolithography technique, using light to create patterns on silicon wafers. Modern chips now feature nanometer-scale components, requiring atomic-level precision in ultra-clean environments that far exceed hospital standards. I want to get rich! These words from a Fairchild employee embodied Silicon Valley's entrepreneurial spirit, contrasting sharply with the Soviet Union's centrally planned approach to semiconductor development. Soviet engineers like Anatoly Trutko studied Silicon Valley, while spy networks funneled Western electronic secrets to the USSR. However, their strategy of directly replicating Western innovations failed. Despite access to stolen designs, the Soviets couldn't replicate the ecosystem of suppliers, skilled workers, and manufacturing expertise, nor the creative freedom essential for innovation. As Moore's Law accelerated Western advancement, Soviet technology fell further behind. Japan emerged as a different kind of competitor. When Prime Minister Ikeda gave a Sony transistor radio to French President de Gaulle in 1962, it marked Japan's rise as a semiconductor power. Post-war American policy had transformed Japan from defeated nation to technological ally against communism, enabling companies like Sony to flourish. As Japanese firms gained market share through superior manufacturing, the U.S. developed its offset strategy, leveraging microelectronics advantages to counter both Soviet military power and Japanese economic competition through sustained investment in semiconductor research. In 1968, Bob Noyce and Gordon Moore left Fairchild Semiconductor to found Intel with a bold vision: create affordable transistors that would power a computing revolution. While computers were still room-sized machines for governments and corporations, they envisioned a future where computing would become personal and ubiquitous. Intel's breakthrough came in 1970 with their DRAM chip, which outperformed existing magnetic core memories. This success funded their next innovation, the microprocessor, a general-purpose processor programmable for different tasks. Like the difference between a single-song record player and a streaming device, this meant one piece of hardware could run various software applications. The Intel 4004, launched in 1971, became the first commercial microprocessor. Though basic by today's standards, it proved the concept's viability. Noyce and Moore's prescient vision of affordable, widespread computing transforming society and business has been validated by history. Today's digital devices all trace back to their fundamental goal of democratizing computing power. Morris Chang, after leaving Texas Instruments, transformed the semiconductor industry when Taiwan recruited him in 1985. His innovation was creating Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, TSMC, the world's first dedicated semiconductor foundry. This pure-play foundry model allowed smaller chip design firms to access advanced manufacturing without massive capital investments, similar to how authors don't need to own printing presses. This created two distinct business types, fabless companies focusing on chip design and foundries specializing in manufacturing. South Korea pursued a different strategy, with companies like Samsung forming Japanese partnerships and investing heavily in memory chip manufacturing, even during downturns, a bold approach that proved successful. This evolution created a specialized global ecosystem where companies like Qualcomm and Nvidia emerged as leading fabless firms, while foundries handled manufacturing. The model became so effective that even integrated manufacturers began outsourcing production, fundamentally restructuring the industry. This specialized ecosystem enables the continuous improvement in device performance and cost effectiveness we see today. Taiwan's dominance in advanced semiconductor manufacturing, with TSMC producing over 90% of the world's most advanced chips, creates a silicon shield that makes the island's security crucial for all tech-dependent nations. The COVID-19 pandemic revealed semiconductor supply chain weaknesses, notably when auto manufacturers faced severe chip shortages after canceling and trying to resume orders as production capacity had been reallocated. As transistors approach atomic scales where quantum effects interfere with operation, the industry is moving toward heterogeneous integration, AI-specialized architectures, and new materials to overcome traditional scaling limitations. The semiconductor industry faces dual challenges: technological limits pushing for innovation and geopolitical tensions reshaping supply chains. Nations with advanced semiconductor capabilities will gain significant economic and security advantages. The Silicon Battleground will determine both technological advancement and global power dynamics in the 21st century. As digital capabilities define our world, control over computing's fundamental building blocks becomes increasingly crucial. With traditional scaling hitting physical limits due to quantum effects, the industry is evolving toward heterogeneous integration, specialized AI architectures, and alternative materials like graphene and carbon nanotubes. The geopolitical race for semiconductor dominance has intensified, with major powers implementing national strategies through subsidies, export controls, and knowledge transfer restrictions. This marks a shift from global trade toward a security-focused, fragmented landscape. These changes will impact both consumers and businesses through potentially higher device costs, varied innovation rates, and access to cutting-edge technology increasingly determined by geopolitical alignment rather than market forces alone.